Hello, this is Debbie on behalf of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County. Welcome to the first episode of the Future Ready Student Voices podcast, where I and the rest of my crew discuss different pathways one can take after high school. With me today is Staff Sergeant Javon Rivera of the Marines. He's a current recruiter for the Sarasota Military Academy and is going to talk to us about going into the military after high school. Welcome, Staff Sergeant Rivera, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So you went into the Marines. Can you tell me what your introduction to the military was like?
It's almost like a blur for me because it happened so fast after high school. But I would say it's a really good experience in the sense of the unknown and being afraid, but like being able to face that challenge. It builds a lot of character in that because boot camp is scary. Boot camp is one of those things where like, yes, you're trained about it with the recruiters. You talk about it. It's one of those things that you're excited about because a lot of our guys now, they've been waiting to go for, on average, probably like 3 months. And they get so excited. And then it comes to the point where it's like the day to ship off. And I remember for me, my mom, she was like crying a lot. Like I remember being on the bus and for me, it was Parris Island, South Carolina. And you get there and it's like your whole world is like kind of flipped upside down. Because you got people yelling at you, you're rushing all over the place. For me, it was dark. It was like 2 a.m. And you just listen. You just listen to what they had to say. And you're just there learning. The first week is rough because you're away from your family. You're away from everything that you know and you're used to. And around like week 2 or 3, it passes. And you realize that like what you're doing is you're changing your life and setting yourself up for the future. So when it came time for me to graduate and seeing my family, it was like when I looked at pictures of me before boot camp, I was like happy because I knew I changed for the better.
So you went straight from high school to the Marines. What led you to choose the Marines?
Yes, I did go straight after high school. I graduated June 13th of 2018, and I was in boot camp June 18th of 2018. So 5 days. And I figured out everything that I was going to do before my senior year started. Like the summer going into my senior year is when I figured everything out. And I didn't know anything about the Marine Corps before that point. I didn't even know they existed, to be honest. I talked to the Army, the Air Force, didn't give Navy a chance. That's not the advice I would give now. Like anybody who is thinking about the military, I would tell them like explore all your options. Even if like you are stuck on a branch, like you know for sure that you want to go into the Navy or the Army, like look at what the Marine Corps has to offer, look at what the Air Force has to offer. I had a choice of either going to the Marine Corps or like checking out the Coast Guard, and I didn't want to do the Coast Guard whatsoever. So when the Marine Corps recruiter called me, I was coming off of a cruise to the Bahamas, and I remember I was sitting in a Dairy Queen like across my mom, and this random number calls me, and normally like even now, I don't pick up random numbers. But for this point, I did. I picked it up, and it was Staff Sergeant Powell. He was the recruiter for Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's where I'm from. He basically figured out who I was from school, that I was going into the military. He asked me, have I ever thought about the Marine Corps? And my response to him was, I don't know what that is. He was like, that's perfect. He was like, let's just meet tomorrow, and we'll have a whole conversation about it. So I did. I set an appointment with him and then hung up the call, and I looked at my mom and I was like, you got to take me to the recruiting office tomorrow. And she did. She took me to the recruiting office and I stayed there for like 2 hours just asking questions. And he was just there talking to me, telling me every single detail that he could possibly could. And I enjoyed it. It was one of those things that I wanted and needed to hear in order for me to be where I'm at now. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. You said that you had decided you wanted to go into the military in your junior year. Mm-hmm. So then what was the process of actually deciding that you were going to go to the military?
There wasn't one. Not, I mean, for me personally, there is a process for the military. Military is a whole process. But I think for me and I guess my individual process, if you want to call it, like how did I make up my mind that, hey, I want to go into the military? I was just being real with myself. In high school, I didn't really try and put in the effort. I just showed up, did what I had to do to pass. Like I graduated 2.2 GPA. Like I'm not upset to say that, you know. I did what I needed to pass, and I did. I have my high school diploma. I looked at that GPA, and I was like, college is not the way to go for me. Like, it's going to be hard getting scholarships. It's going to be hard finding a place that would set me close to home. And I didn't want to wait around to do community college. I was like, I want to feel like I'm progressing in life So the military was basically that option. It was either that or continue working at Subway instead of a Walmart. So
cool. That's great. So what are the different branches? And then first, let's start with what are the different branches of the military really quick?
So you have Marine Corps. That's the what I recruit for. You have Army, Navy, Air Force. Then you have departments within those. So you have the Space Force, you have the National Guard, and each branch offers a reserve component. You select a job and you do that for 2 days out of the month. Each branch is like slightly different when it comes to that. Oh, and you have the Coast Guard.
And then what are the differences between those branches and why are they unique?
Each branch has a component that they specialize in, and it's basically in the name. For most of them, like the Navy, they do, you know, mainly sea work, Air Force, Air. Army is land, and Marine Corps is kind of like a specialization between all three of those. We mainly focus on amphibious results, assaults, which is like sea to land operations. Coast Guard and National Guard basically protect our borders or in-state conflict. Each one is unique. The environment that each one has to offer is very unique. Like Marine Corps has a culture like no other. The sense of camaraderie and family is very strong within the Marine Corps. So yeah, I would say each branch focuses on different things when it comes to warfare, because that's at the end of the day, that's what the military is about. And what makes them unique is the environment they have to offer.
So what's your experience with like being in the Marines and what it was like?
So I come from a small family, like my mom and my two brothers, like that's all there is. Like being in the Marine Corps for almost 8 years, I feel like that family has grown to thousands of people that I don't even know. But if they're a Marine, they're going to treat me like a brother, you know. And I feel like I have a bunch of younger brothers and sisters, even from the kids that now are trying to join. I feel like a big brother to them. Like they come up to me about literally everything within their lives and they ask for advice or they ask me for help with stuff, you know. That's how it is. Like there's people who have been out the Marine Corps for 20 years, 30 years, and they'll come to the recruiting office and they'll talk to me like they know me. But I have no clue who they are. And it's enjoyable because it just gives you that sense of like, I'm part of something bigger than myself.
Yeah, that's great. So you're a recruitment officer for the Sarasota Military Academy. What's that like?
Sarasota Military Academy is a very unique school, I like to put it. I love everybody there. And they're so helpful. And I try my best to help them. I've been slacking lately, and I do apologize for that, Sarasota Military Academy. But know that, you know, they will always have a special place in my heart, especially with like the staff there. Because at any point, all they're doing is trying to help the students there progress in life for the better. That's what I want to embody too. Not just like, hey, you guys should join the Marine Corps. Like, I want to help you get to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of student do you think would thrive in the military, and what kind do you think would not, maybe as much?
Well, not just student. I think like anyone who wants to change for the better, right? And not that they don't have anywhere else to go, but I think the military offers the most direct change quickly. For me, I didn't really have any sense of discipline. I didn't really have any sense of reliability. Like I was just going to work to make money so I can come home and spend it on video games, you know? Now it's like, I want better for myself. And that's what I think who would thrive in the military. Somebody who's like hunger to be better, whether it be educationally or financially, or just like in a philosophic term, like they just want to be a better person. Someone who doesn't is, I would say, just someone who just doesn't care, you know? Someone who's not a good person, someone who's like, I'm just in it for me. Selfishness, I think, is like the downfall of anyone who has a job where it's like, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to. Like, I don't want to help people.
Do you think that if they went into the military, would they be able to learn to get to that point of being like selfless and wanting to be a part of like something bigger?
You're basically asking me if someone who doesn't think they'll be able to make it in the military, do you think they'll be able to reach the point to where they can make it in the military? Yes. Is that kind of the question?
Yes.
Okay. That's actually the case for like a lot of people that I speak to, especially when it comes to the Marine Corps, because most people, when they think about Marine Corps, they think about some big, burly, like man who's like all tough and they're yelling and stuff like that. And there's a lot of individuals out there in our program who that's not the case. You know, they're scared. They're worried. They feel like they're not enough. But I think the difference with them is somebody who's like, oh, this isn't something I can do, is that they're actually trying. And it's crazy because we had like the people that I'm thinking about, and they know who they are if they ever hear this, right? I always tell them like it's a mindset thing, you know? Your mindset is what's stopping you from being better. If you're already telling yourself that you can't do it, then you're not going to do it. But if you tell yourself that you can't do it and you at least attempt, I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised when you do it.
That's awesome. What would you say the benefits of enrolling into the military right after high school would be?
That's a good one. Because, like, I lived it. One, it's like a financial pressure that you won't know until that pressure is put on you. I didn't have to worry about bills when I was living with my mom. I didn't have to worry about bills my first 4 years in the Marine Corps. Like, the only bill I had to worry about, sure, was my phone bill. Right? I didn't own a car or anything like that. But that was, like, a choice by me. Now I have to pay rent and I have to pay a car note on top of taking care of a dog and a cat. And so I think that's one of the biggest benefits because it allows you to kind of like stack your money and do what you're passionate about or figure out your hobby or just like simply save, you know? I think that's one of the biggest ones, but I would say that one's like a tangible one. But an intangible one is like you get to figure out what you truly want to do. Because someone who is joining straight out of high school, they're going to retire if they decide to do 20 years. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to retire when I'm 38.
Wow.
And that's young.
You know?
At that point, I have a choice. I either work or not work. And if I do work, then that's like something that I'm going to be passionate in. For me, I'm going to do teaching. I want to be a teacher. The military just allows you to figure out what you want to do, like what you want to be when you grow up, you know, but it skips the I feel stagnant phase because you always feel like you're progressing towards something better, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's really awesome. That's really great. With that said, are there any kind of disadvantages that come to mind?
I don't think there's a disadvantage, right? But what I don't think is a disadvantage, you know, somebody might think that it is. I wanted to leave. I wanted to get away from my family to build a better life for myself. Other people aren't like that. Some people are like, I want to be close to my family. Like, I don't want to leave my family. When it comes to the military, to them, that is a disadvantage. Or just like signing a contract is like a big one. That's like a big one everybody's scared about. I think they don't understand that it's a two-way contract. Like, you're signing up for 4 years to do a job, but you're also gaining so much out of it, whether it be experience, college, free medical, dental, free housing, you know, a steady paycheck that's not going to go away, stuff like that. So for me, no, there is no disadvantage. But for somebody else, there might be. And I feel like you just have to make a pros and cons list, I guess, whenever you talk to a recruiter.
So speaking of pros and cons, actually, could you give us a little list, like a little pros and cons list just off the top of your head?
Oh, okay. I have to think about that one. Pros, I mean, just like the basics of free medical, dental, schooling, housing, steady paycheck, travel. Like, I've been to 4 different countries. I've been to Japan, Australia, Korea, and Canada. And you have a sense of, at least for the Marine Corps, you have a sense of like brotherhood and sisterhood. Like, the friends that I've made in my first unit, you know, they're still my friends to this day, and I check up on them. Job security when it comes to transitioning out, I know a lot of people are scared about that, of getting out of the military, but it prepares you really well because whatever job you decide to do, you get certified in it, like nationally certified. I have 4 certifications within the information technology community that most companies pay thousands of dollars for, like, whoever they're hiring to achieve. For me, the Marine Corps sent me to the course and I didn't pay a single dime. You get a security clearance. Like, the military makes it so easy to transition out because you're essentially serving yourself up on like a golden dish of, hey, I have all these certifications. You don't really have to do anything except hire me because I already know my job because I've been doing it for 4 years. Let's see. I just like experiences. Like, yes, the military is a working experience, but I guess for the people who are like, oh, you don't like really do anything other than work, like that's not true. I've been everywhere in Korea. When I lived in California, that was my first duty station. I went everywhere in California. I went to San Diego, I went to LA, I went to Hollywood, Las Vegas, did everything that I possibly could, you know? So the military just offers so many pros. It's going to be hard for the cons for me. You are away from your family if you go active, which is okay. Like, I promise you, because you're building a life for yourself. There's going to be situations that you're not going to want to be in. I hate the cold. I hate the cold. I cannot survive in the cold. Like, I woke up this morning and I did not want to step outside my house.
Yeah.
And I remember one time we had to go to Bridgeport, California to do mountain warfare training where, like, we had to rappel down mountains and sleep outside. And it was, like, 9 degrees. Like,
wow.
I didn't want to do that. Yeah. but it's one of those things that I had to. Now, I didn't want to do it in the moment. Afterwards, I was like, yeah, that sucked, but it was pretty fun, you know?
That's cool. What advice would you give students who are considering this path after graduation?
Patience. Patience. I think that's my biggest advice to anyone in life is if you're able to grow that character trait, you will be able to do anything if you just have patience. Because there's going to be a lot of stuff that you don't understand, that you don't know. But just take the time to think about it and be okay with just waiting. Be okay with not knowing and just taking things as they come. Live in the moment type situation. That would be my biggest advice. Second thing would just be to have a plan, but also be flexible with that plan because things change constantly in the military. Like, you think you're doing one thing and then next thing you're doing something else. Like, I thought I was going to go back to the fleet, which is like going back to do your regular job that you signed up for after recruiting next year. But realistically, I'm leaving the end of this year.
Yeah, that's really good advice all around. So thank you so much for being here. This has been very helpful and informative. If listeners want to know more about the Marines or how to be enrolled in the military, where can they get that information?
Kind of everywhere. If you're a high school student, literally just go to your career counselor. Or if you see a recruiter there, like, don't be afraid to talk to them. I promise you they're not mean. They're probably some of the coolest guys that you ever will talk to. If you're introverted and don't want to speak to people in person, you can always just search us up on Instagram. If you come by the office, we're over at Pelican Plaza. That's where we're at.
Okay. Thanks again. And listeners, thank you all for tuning in to our first episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, there will be more episodes coming soon. If listeners have any questions about life after high school, feel free to reach out to us and we will answer them in the final episode of season one. For more information on sending in your questions, please visit the Education Foundation's podcast page at edfoundationsrq.org. Thank you again. Thank you for your service and for coming in on this podcast.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thank you all for listening, and we will see you next time.